Your horse training questions answered. Welcome to the Carson James Podcast, your weekly boost of horsemanship. No jargon, no fluff, and no BS. Just natural, proven solutions that work. And now, here's Carson James.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. This one might be a little bit shorter, but it's going to just talk a little bit about backing. And more I've started to use this deal to back my horses. It really works good. And what it is before trying to get them to back up, you just get their hind feet activated. So the hind end like steps to the left and then back to the right and left. And you get it kind of going. And then you start to draw back on the reins and, you know, sit deep in your saddle, all that normal stuff like you would do. And when you feel when you feel one of those hind feet reach back, and, you know, a lot of times I'll just look over my shoulder at it. Then you just release, open, let them soak on that for 20 or 30 seconds. Then you do it again, then again. And after you do this consistently, you know, for, I don't know, spend 2 or 3 minutes doing this for each ride. After about 5 or 6 rides, it starts to kind of get to where right when you go to pick up the reins and sit deep, you feel them just immediately start to reach backwards with their hind legs. And, you know, then from there, they're going backwards. And the reason this is so good is, who was it? I think Martin Black gave a really good analogy as far as all this stuff goes. And, it would talk about when a horse backs, so before we get into what he would say, when a horse backs, ideally you want them to pull themselves back with the hind feet and not push themselves back with the front feet. So if they're pushing themselves back with the front feet, it would be like trying to push a chain, as Martin would describe it. And that's what's such a good analogy, because if you try to push a chain, all those links, they just go everywhere. But if you pull the chain, everything goes straight and it all just works like that. So other things that can really get a horse using is thinking about his hind feet when he thinks about backing up is backing him up hills. That's a really good one. Going down hills, but keeping them kind of regulated to where they keep their weight tipped back over their hind feet. That really helps a lot. But if you start working on this deal, you'll get to where later on when you are wanting to back up, you'll pick up the reins and sit real deep, or not real deep, just kind of sit down on your pockets a little. And then if they don't start coming on back, well, then you go to put your leg on them like you're going to start activating their hind feet, and then they'll just start coming back. You know, ideally, you're trying to get it to where you don't use leg. You don't really got to use anything but your seat is kind of the end goal, obviously. But it makes it really easy. It helps get a lot of the bracing out. It helps the horse back straight. Helps the head and neck not come up so much to where he can't back up well. It helps them keep their back a little rounder. So all in all, it's just a really good way to start getting a horse backing. And I've even started experimenting with it when I'd be walking and I'd try to get my horses to stop. I'd kind of sit down and close the front door with the reins, so to speak. And not a whole lot, but I would just kind of present that to them. And then from there, I would go to push their hip one way or the other. And with the reins, with all the slack being taken out of the reins, they'd step their hip over a couple steps and then start backing really good because they kind of know about this deal. Well, then a few rides later, they had only stepped their hip over one step and start backing up really good. Then a few after that, you just go to kind of reach for them And they immediately think, oh, instead of stepping my hip over, I'll just step my hip backwards. Because, you know, that's where they always kind of got a little release in that deal anyway. And you can even start to incorporate it into your stops. And it kind of has the same effect. Like, it gets them thinking about their hind feet when they start thinking about stopping and backing up more than their front feet, which is, you know, ideally what you'd want. So definitely recommend playing with that one. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We will see you next time.
You've been listening to the Carson James Podcast. Real, simple horsemanship. Subscribe now to get new questions answered every week. If you enjoyed this week's podcast, drop us a review and share it with your horsey friends.